This week on War News Radio, we bring you two voices, one returning and one new. In order to expand the scope of our work, we collaborate with fellow reporters at Yatsani FM in Zambia and are starting to share content from United Nations Radio.
With the recent Paris Agreement coming out of the Conference of the Parties, the United Nations released a piece on the importance of awareness of this deal. Time to get the word out about the new global climate deal. Next, you will hear about the climate change's effects on a smaller scale from Lusaka, Zambia, climate change affecting women farmers.
The first step is that even though the agreement was agreed to by the member states who were there, it has to be brought to formal signature because it's a treaty. So it will happen here in New York on the 22nd of April. Secretary General has invited heads of states and government to come, and we expect a large number of heads of states and government to be here and sign this document. And that will then allow for the formal ratification and then entry into force of this agreement. So that's the formal process. But even more important than that is to actually start doing, reducing emissions, adapting to climate change, and we can't wait until 2020 when this agreement is supposed to enter into force. We have to start doing it now. I've just spent 2 days working with investors who are doing exactly that. They're already thinking about their plans for renewable energy development and other plans like that.
Now, a month and a half has passed since the Paris Agreement. Does the average citizen in Nepal or Burkina Faso know that there is a global climate change agreement?
That's a very interesting question. Why specifically those countries? Does the average citizen in Germany and the United States know that either? I don't think they do. I think that many have heard the news in many countries, north, south, east and west, but I think part of the responsibility of governments, of international organizations like the United Nations, is to talk about these things and reach out to the public through the media, through social media, through technical articles, whatever it is, to demonstrate what actually happened. We often talk about one of the key results of Paris is the signal to the market of the direction of lower carbon, zero net emission society that we have to go toward. But this signal, we have to talk about it, otherwise the signal is not heard. So that's our responsibility to make sure that everybody knows, whether it's in Bangladesh or in Burkina Faso or in the United States.
Lastly, after 1 year, you've come to the end of your mandate as Assistant Secretary General on Climate Change. Did you accomplish what you'd hoped to accomplish when you took on this office?
I think the answer is very clearly yes. The purpose of my being here was to support the Secretary General and to help to make sure that we get a good agreement in Paris. And that agreement is there. And of course, that agreement was neither mine nor the Secretary General's single contribution. It was a contribution of all the member states, the French hosts, but we also contributed to that, and I think we can feel good about it.
Can you tell us about some of the most challenging moments along the way over the past year or some lessons learned?
I think 364 days of this year were very challenging because really as we were building up toward Paris, the more the time went on, the more challenges came out of the closet. But then by the time we got to Paris, I think it was all sort of coming together. And of course, in the last minute, there were still challenges. Will this country accept? Will that country accept? But at the end, it all came together.
According to African Women in Agricultural Research and Development, female farmers play a vital role in African agriculture, accounting for 60 to 80% of the agricultural workforce. This in itself means that majority rural women's livelihood is much dependent on agriculture. Now, non-governmental organization Coordinating Council NGOCC Executive Director in Guasemwale has expressed fears that the change in rainfall pattern of Zambia will adversely affect the majority women in the country.
We've seen in Zambia of late that climate change is having a toll on our country. We have seen the rain patterns that are really not certain in terms of giving us hope that our agricultural sector, for example, is going to flourish. We know that the rain patterns are already, you know, providing that challenge on the overall country because many of our women are the ones that are providing labor in the agricultural sector. And obviously you and me know that if there's no rain, it means there's no livelihood for these women.
The NGOCC Executive Director has since called on government and other stakeholders to work together in mitigating the impact of climate change. Mrs. Mwale has since appealed for serious investment in irrigation farming, noting that Zambia has abundant water bodies.
We have been calling for a serious investment in irrigation. Irrigation now must become even more important, and we need to ensure that we expend our energies and resources on strengthening the irrigation system in our country. I mean, Zambia is a land-linked country, but we know that we have a good expanse of water in terms of our rivers and our lakes that can actually be utilized to enhance our irrigation system.
It is imminent today that the unpredictable rainfall pattern has become a challenge to the farming community, especially small-scale farmers who are usually dependent on rain-fed agriculture. Reporting for Sun News, my names are Maybin Augustine Katungulu.
This show was produced by Catherine Kwok, Sabrina Merrill, and myself, with thanks to Maybin Katungulu at Yatsani FM and Christina Silvero at UN Radio. For more information, please check out our website at warnewsradio.org. For War News Radio, I'm Anna Weber.